Introduction. It is a fact that we are living in a modern world and we get a lot of advantages and disadvantages for it. One advantage that we shouldn't take for granted at all is the use of social media. It allows us to reach people from all places. It is very important that you have to know the facts about certain social media because there are things that might get you in trouble in the long run, especially if you don't know the things about it. With all the social media application that is coming out for our betterment, we actually find it hard to distinguish which is better. The thing is, it will be up to us to choose on which application we are most comfortable with. In this book entitled Discovering the World of Pinterest, we will learn more about Pinterest. It will teach us on what the social media is all about. It will guide us on how we should start using the application and we will get the most benefit out of it. Now, just sit back and relax as you read each chapter of the book. May you find all the learning that will be most beneficial for you. Chapter 1, What is Pinterest? We are now living in a modern world and we are now making use of computers, internet and social media for our own advantage. Before anything else, it would be better if we get to know one social media application at the base level. It will provide us with all the necessary background that will help us as we go further. Pinterest is actually one social media that allows you to express your thoughts and desires through pictures and images. It's essentially an image sharing platform where members pin images to their own pinboard. This can be anything you want. It can be random things that you just have an interest in and want to share, or it can be multiple images relating to a passion you have. For example, you could have a passion for 1960s British roadsters, old company logos, classic men's watches, or even a holiday home you really need to hire out. As a member, you are able to browse subjects, and if you discover a board that you're interested in, you then follow it in the same way you do on Twitter, and you will be notified whenever any new photos are uploaded to the board. You can also leave comments and join in discussions on each of the images that appear on the site. Well, if you run a business which is selling or producing items which will benefit from good images such as clothes, photography, accommodation, artwork, this looks like it's a terrific opportunity to create some boards to advertise your services because your photos are able to have links back to your own website's product pages. The most beneficial long-term approach from a sales perspective would be to be a part of the community spirit for a little while prior to hard selling your products, for example, pin some non-business pictures and then over time add your items. If we take the holiday cottage letting example I mentioned earlier, it might be somebody owns a cottage they want to let in Wales for the 8 or 9 months of the year it's not being used by them. They have a problem on Google because the first 4 or 5 pages of results are dominated by the large letting agents, and so they get a board on Pinterest and fill it with pictures of the cottage itself. They also upload images of the surrounding countryside, local places of interest, and then wait for other Pinterest subscribers to come across the board, follow them and, ultimately, rent the cottage. Much like Facebook and Twitter before them though, if they keep going at this pace of growth, it's only a matter of time before everyone's talking about Pinterest. You would probably ask yourself whether we have time to log on to another social media site, but this one's definitely different and it's very simple to use, so it may possibly fill a gap we weren't aware we had. From a business perspective, it's another no-brainer. If you have a service which will potentially benefit from a lot of visitors seeing images of what you are selling, you need to be on Pinterest. Chapter 2, How to Use Pinterest. Pinterest is a social media site that's growing in leaps and bounds. It's been called the visual Twitter because it's all about images. You create boards and share your images with other users. While it may good for traffic, it's real power in how you can use it for branding. For us, it's all about using all the marketing avenues available to us to promote our online activities, and naturally social media plays a part in that and will grow substantially over the coming years. However, a word of caution here: don't let the other more traditional methods slip. Article marketing, blog and forum commenting are still vital. It's all about doing little and often across as many promotional platforms as possible. First of all, it's important to understand Pinterest's users. When the site started out, it was overwhelmingly young and female. Businesses that catered to that demographic posted pictures of their clothes, fashions, hairstyles, cute pets, food, travel destinations and more. But now it's much more than just young ladies who are using it. So, why do people use Pinterest? They're not there to hang out like Facebook or to network like LinkedIn, and they're not looking for written content. What people mostly do is use Pinterest to relax, take a break and look at some cool images. For marketers, this means we need to avoid hard sell tactics at all costs, and content needs to be visually appealing. On Pinterest, you create pin boards where you put your pictures. Each of your pin boards is based around a common theme. One simple thing you can do with your boards is use them to show off your products. You can create one for each product line. Another way to use them is to find images that your fans would enjoy and posting them, kind of like sharing images you've found. This is good for business niches because you can show infographics. For the self-help niche, you can pin images with inspirational quotes. Like all social media sites, Pinterest is all about engaging your audience. You've got to do that as much as possible. You can ask for opinions, get comments going, and conduct surveys with a free giveaway. There's a cool feature offered by Pinterest that can really get your fans involved. Another engagement idea is to get your fans to take a picture and post it on your board. It could be a picture of them with your product or those doing something related to your brand. When Pinterest started out, like all social media sites, nobody knew if it was going to go anywhere. Now it looks like it's here to stay, and if you don't get on board, you'll miss the train. Chapter 3: How to upload videos and images to Pinterest. While other social platforms also allow posting of images, with Pinterest you have the added advantage of categorizing your images into various boards. This gives followers the opportunity to hone in more narrowly on their specific interest. If you're an organization with many products and styles, the platform gives you a way to narrow things down for your potential customers. The instant gratification of the right image lends itself beautifully to the online contest. By creating a site that asks people to share images of a selected topic, and to offer an incentive for posting, such as a prize or coupon, you have the ability to draw interest for your brand or organization. You can encourage people to create a board based on their favorite images from your site, and then broadcast that whoever gets the most pins and repins, wins. Once you've held your contest and drawn in some new followers, you're now beset with another monumental task, but one that can yield monumental rewards. It's research, and this is something that every social media manager should take seriously. By monitoring the things being repinned from your boards, you have the ability to conduct research into the habits, interests and behaviors of your audience, and to tailor your future efforts toward what's been popular in the past. Pinterest has another purpose for those who spend a lot of time online and need some place to file away all their great ideas for later use. Whether you're an educator, marketing expert or photographer, the ability to add items you love to your boards allows you organization ideas on the fly, with little fuss. They'll be readily accessible when you need to retrieve them. On top of that, you have social features working in the background. Posting ideas on your board means that even while you've left your boards idle, you may have others repost those images, or share even more images with you that pertain to that topic. Pinterest also has potential for educators. Think about the traditional yearbook that students spend the whole year agonizing over, which is really a collection of memorable photos with some captions included. If you're a journalism teacher, yearbook advisor or other type of educator, you could use Pinterest as a forum for student collaboration. If you're creating a yearbook, a group Pinterest board could be a place to throw out ideas or consider certain photos. If you're in charge of a student newspaper, Pinterest could be an online extension of the newspaper's brand. For photography students, you could create a board for students to share photos or images that pertain to a certain theme. As a general rule, ensure that your pins give credit where credit is due by pinning from the original site, as opposed to Google Images or another aggregation service. Chapter 4: How to get Pinterest followers. One of the new social media crazes is the Pinterest, and it will be best that before you start using this, you will be aware of how to get Pinterest followers. With all the social media application we have, it is hard to get hold of all of them. It is then important that you get techniques so that it will be easier to handle your followers from one social media to another. The first thing you can do is to tie up your existing social network with your Pinterest account. One of the fastest and easiest ways to get more Pinterest followers is by tying your account to your existing Facebook and Twitter profiles. Doing so means that every new item you pin will be displayed to your followers on these networks. Since you already have established connections with subscribers on these sites, you'll find that many of them elect to follow your Pinterest profile naturally. Another you can do is to make your account easy to pin. Integrating Pinterest buttons into your blog posts, product pages and other areas of your site can help boost the number of times your content is pinned and lead to new followers for your profile. Because Pinterest is still relatively new, simply having these buttons in place provides a visual reminder for people to subscribe to your profile and engage with your content on this new site. You can also create boards to supplement your post. Doing so makes your content more engaging and gives readers a reason to follow your profile. It is important that you should pin regularly because this will help you find the ideal balance between posting titles that has no value. For best results, aim to pin between 5 to 30 new items a day, depending on the number of active Pinterest boards you maintain. Then you can try to improve your board naming structure. This will help you follow the boards that are most relevant to them. It's important that your board names make it immediately apparent what each of your boards are about. People love tutorials, and the unique visual display of Pinterest makes it ideally suited to create tutorials that other users can follow. As an example, say you run a site that teaches affiliate marketing to website owners. Using Pinterest, you could create a step-by-step tutorial board, in which you feature links to different articles from around the web on topics like choosing affiliate products to promote, building traffic to your site and improving conversions. Create tutorials on topics that you know will interest a number of people and you're sure to pick up more followers for your account. One of the ways that people find new Pinterest users to follow is by searching the site for interesting key phrases in order to uncover new pinned content. Chapter 6, Pinning Videos on Pinterest. To pin your videos, you'll first need the short link that leads directly to your video on YouTube.com. It's easy to get that. The first thing you should do is to find your video in YouTube.com and simply click the share button. Click on the small options drop-down menu near the bottom right of the shortened embed code. Check the box marked HD link. Copy the short U2.b code in the slim box. Don't use the embed code. The next you should do is to head on over to Pinterest.com. Then you have to click the Add Plus link in Pinterest. Paste your shortened link and click Find Images. You should also try selecting your video board. Be sure to write a description in the text box. You can copy and paste your YouTube video description to this text field. Lastly, you should start clicking Pin It. Pinterest is a great way to share expertise, especially in the DIY, crafts and cooking categories. A contractor could create a huge following with a video series of simple household repair tips. If you're a realtor or an interior designer, Pinterest is a great place to show off a beautiful home. Landscapers can also show off their work. A great way to take advantage of the social aspects of Pinterest is to create a collaborative board. If you're connected with your friends, customers or stakeholders, add them to a collaborative board and invite them to post their videos. If you have a brick and mortar store, encourage customers to shoot a quick video of the product they've just bought. Reward those who share their videos on Pinterest or who add content to your collaborative board. If you embed a lot of videos on your website or blog, ask visitors to pin your video. Many Pinterest users have browser plugins that allow them to easily pin website content. As you produce your videos, keep Pinterest in mind. You may find yourself making videos exclusively for Pinterest. Don't be afraid to ask people within your video to rate pin it after they've watched. As Pinterest continues to grow and evolve, video content will become more commonplace. Now is the time to get in on the ground floor. Learning the things about Pinterest is actually fun yet challenging. You will definitely enjoy this one kind of social media which provides you a very many good things as a user. It is true that many people have taken advantage of such social media. It will be a wise decision on your end as an entrepreneur if you will utilize every social media available. This will definitely lead you to acquiring as much viewers as you want to help your business grow. Chapter 5, How to Follow Others on Pinterest. Pinterest is the latest social networking site to be created. Here, users can upload photos and create collages based on their interests. Business owners may also use the site to post items and follow other users. A Pinterest mass follower utility can help increase traffic to the business's website. This works in a very similar manner to Facebook and Twitter. Individuals and business entities create their accounts and begin posting to their boards. Other users can access these boards and view the posts made. This is made easier by following those users whose posts match one's interest. Through the use of a mass follower utility, business owners are able to enter a keyword or keywords and have the bot search through all the different entries on Pinterest and automatically follow those accounts. This occurs much faster than a human could sort through the posts and follow them. This bot should also enable the user to collect interesting posts from other users based on the keywords entered and mass repost them. This will make all these posts accessible to those users following the business's posts. This will keep the content of the content on the business pin board new and interesting. In addition to mass following users whose posts contain certain keywords, this bot is also capable of collecting public information about these users. This includes user IDs collected from user pin boards and comment threads. One interesting phenomenon seen on Pinterest and other social networking sites is the fact that most users will follow those users who follow them. Users believe that their shared interest will be better served if information flows both ways. This is generally proven to be true. What this means to users of a follower utility is that they will grow a large network of followers in practically no time at all. A large number of those whose accounts the bot chooses to follow will automatically follow them back. This opens them up to receiving your marketing message. This is good for a business because there is no doubt that these followers are interested in the particular product or service being marketed. That makes them almost twice as likely to click through to the website being promoted and see what is being offered. The simple truth is that finding the best Pinterest mass follower utility will help one reach a far larger audience and generate more traffic on their website in a shorter time than any other form of advertising. Pinterest is free to users, as are other social networking sites. It has a large and growing number of users more than willing to share their experiences with a business, good or bad. Thus, it is easier for you to get followers. Chapter 7, How Fast is Pinterest Growing? Pinterest is regarded as an extensive simulated pinboard. The creator's goal is to be able to let people worldwide connect with each other through all the things that may interest them together. This is a great way for people to bond with one another via shared pursuits and preferences. Through Pinterest, you can manage and share everything that you find good, fascinating, and beautiful on the internet. Users utilize the pinboards to organize their current projects, concerns, and ideas such as home decorating ideas, wedding plans and designs, personal fashion preferences, work-related inspirations, free recipe collections, and others. There are about 32 various topics that pinners can check out and make use of. The best thing about Pinterest is that, since it's a social site, pinners can also look into the pinboard that was created by others. Surfing other people's pinboards is a fun and interesting way to learn about new ideas and things about anything and everything that you have any interest of. For instance, if you are interested about art, you can check out the said category and look for pinboards that other people pin so that you can acquire the latest art-related news and ideas, and so on. The most important words or phrases to learn if you want to enter the world of Pinterest are pin and board. Pin is the term used for every image that is put into Pinterest, while board is a collection of such pins. Pinterest allows all users to add countless pins, as many as they want. You can also follow all the boards of a particular pinner or just follow a certain board that you're interested in. Furthermore, you will realize that like any other social media account, it has grown in numbers swiftly. Its users vary from businessman to teenager who loves to try new things. It is important that you'll get to have a good background of what this is all about so that you will have a good idea of what you should expect. True enough, you will get a lot of benefit as you use Pinterest for your own interest. You can get a lot of followers that will lead you to your success. It will also allow you to post a lot of good things that you would like others to see. It is true that this type of social media gives a lot of impact to the society. Thus, it creates a lot of good impression. In the end, you will realize that there are a lot of good things coming for us with our technology. It is true that Pinterest have grown a lot when it comes in numbers and users. Chapter 8, Creating Your Boards on Pinterest. The World Wide Web is flooded with social blogs and social sharing websites. Thus, building a social blogging platform and capture the attention of the web users and become popular is not a cakewalk. Innovation and intuitiveness only can help you stand out of the crowd. Pinterest is such an innovation. It has fascinated the social bloggers and network geeks, which eventually increased its user base worldwide. The highlighted feature of this visual online pinboard is its invitation-only hordes. With many trying to replicate the idea, a ready-to-execute solution to start running the social network websites helps to stay ahead of the curve. Pinterest clone scripts have started popping up all over the web, and hence choosing a good script in the Big C is a crucial task. Look for the rich and the best script that renders all inevitable and essential features and incomparable user interface. Below are the necessity criteria to check while finalizing on a Pinterest clone script. A Pinterest clone script developed an open source framework. You should be able to create a social pinboard that allows users to upload images, videos and URL. Allow users to enroll only upon invitation. Show pin it button to create boards, follow button to follow users. Easy to use interface, allowing users to create any number of boards, upload any number of pins. Social sharing features like email and tweet to pin favorite pins, log in using Facebook account and Twitter account, invite friends of Facebook network and Twitter network. Account management facility allow users to manage their own account, like edit profile settings, manage boards and pins, find friends, invite friends and view self activities done recently. The Joomla Pinterest clone website should deliver a common page displaying all popular pins on the page. Quick menu options will help you to browse through various categories of the social pinboard. Show the most liked pins, most repinned pins in popular column. Comfortable and easy search option to find pins, boards and people are available. Admin management facility, complete control over the entire pin board, add new member upon accepting the invitation, manage each pins that are uploaded by the users, manage categories, site settings as well as user account. The Pinterest clone script for Joomla should come as 100% unencrypted source code with completely customizable interface, ensuring a capability to enhance the social sharing website in future as per user needs. A Pinterest clone script that just mimics the present layout does not feed the needs. Choose a Pinterest clone that has an eye-pleasing unique design and innovative features that is capable of attracting a large user base and give you the wild success. In the end, you will realize that there are a lot of things that you have to learn so that you will enjoy Pinterest. These robots are available through many different internet companies and at a wide array of prices and features. Some of the businesses give customers the option of downloading a free trial so they can get an idea of how it works before buying it, but most of those people who try them out end up buying it as they feel it is worth the price. As soon as the Pinterest robot has been downloaded, it can begin work immediately. It can get busy gathering other people's user information, can follow users and like their pins, and can also add new pins to boards. Some of them have a feature that allows users to schedule activity, which can be a convenient feature for people who want to have new content added consistently. These bots might also have a feature that comments on pins and has the ability to customize various operations. The robots will help to save the user quite a lot of time, as it can do the work while the user sleeps working or networking. And by having a page that is constantly receiving new material, the user will eventually gain more followers. The more people who follow someone can mean more potential customer who are seeing their products and their info. Social media members should think about buying a Pinterest robot or Pinterest adder. This useful bots are great helps when a user wants to add fresh, relevant content to an account without having to invest the time that it would take to do it manually. It is also very helpful for users who want to attract more followers, likes and potential clients. Chapter 9. Reasons for downloading Pinterest Adder. One of the new sites that has gotten a lot of attention and is showing rapid growth in popularity is Pinterest. This website lets users add videos and images with an easy-to-use interface. The content is then displayed in a fashion that is similar to the way people pin things onto a bulletin board. You can quickly add some relevant pins, like pins automatically and follow others with a Pinterest Adder, or as it is sometimes known, a Pinterest robot. The idea of using social media sites as business marketing tool to promote businesses, services or even a personality is now commonplace for large and smaller companies. Social media itself is constantly evolving as new websites come onto the scene, and people who want to remain current will have to keep up with the times. Each person can put their pins in various categories, or boards as they are called on the site. Each one of these boards have a theme and contain pictures from that category, which can be used to organize images and ideas and can also make it easy to navigate for others who might want to follow the board. Each one of the categories can represent something related to the user's interests or business. Adding content is necessary for business users as it keeps their page fresh, informative and relevant. Though it is easy to add content, it can be somewhat time-consuming as well. To help solve this problem, users can use a marketing robot to help them add content, generate traffic to their site and to gain leverage in the social media market. What this means to users of a follower utility is that they will grow a large network of followers in practically no time at all. A large number of those whose accounts the bot chooses to follow will automatically follow them back. This opens them up to receiving your marketing message. This is good for a business because there is no doubt that these followers are interested in the particular product or service being marketed. That makes them almost twice as likely to click through to the website being promoted and see what is being offered. Of those who click through, a very large percentage will go ahead and make a purchase, becoming active customers. If they are completely satisfied with their experience of the website, they will become the best advertisement money cannot buy. They will share their experience with other members of their network and spread your marketing message far and wide. The simple truth is that finding the best Pinterest mass follower utility will help one reach a far larger audience and generate more traffic on their website in a shorter time than any other form of advertising. Pinterest is free to users, as are other social networking sites. It has a large and growing number of users more than willing to share their experiences with a business, good or bad. Chapter 10, Using Pinterest Robot to Generate Mass Follower. Pinterest is the latest social networking site to be created. Here, users can upload photos and create collages based on their interests. Business owners may also use the site to post items and follow other users. A Pinterest mass follower utility can help increase traffic to the business's website. This works in a very similar manner to Facebook and Twitter. Individuals and business entities create their accounts and begin posting to their boards. Other users can access these boards and view the posts made. This is made easier by following those users whose posts match one's interest. Through the use of a mass follower utility, business owners are able to enter a keyword or keywords and have the bot search through all the different entries on Pinterest and automatically follow those accounts. This occurs much faster than a human could sort through the posts and follow them. This bot should also enable the user to collect interesting posts from other users based on the keywords entered and mass repost them. This will make all these posts accessible to those users following the business's posts. This will keep the content of the content on the business pin board new and interesting. In addition to mass following users whose posts contain certain keywords, this bot is also capable of collecting public information about these users. This includes user IDs collected from user pin boards and comment threads. One interesting phenomenon seen on Pinterest and other social networking sites is the fact that most users will follow those users who follow them. Users believe that their shared interest will be better served if information flows both ways. This is generally proven to be true.